Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation. You're on 105.3 The Fan. And it is time now for that one segment of the week where you are encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking.
And what you thinking?
At 877-881-1053. Only a couple of rules in the segment. You got to answer the questions, and you cannot be operating heavy machinery at the time of your phone call, which does include an automobile. As per usual, we're going to go around the room, establish what we are drinking and thinking, and then we'll be out to your phone calls here and text messages. If you want to text in at 877-881-1053. Currently, I'm drinking vanilla latte out of our coffee machine. Still holding strong on very limited Diet Cokes. Probably a one Diet Coke a week.
Your bank account thanks you.
Future
Dawson.
Thank you.
Thanks you.
I've done the math. I realized how much money I was spending on Diet Coke every year was over $1,500. And then I, you know, thought about what that could do in my 401k.
Damn right.
So I went there. But I'm also thinking about this this cool life hack that I've been doing this week, where in the first 30 minutes of waking up, go look into the sun, you know?
Yep.
And the brain doctor that's in my algorithm, he's been popping up quite often lately. He said there was a study of people that got dementia and people that didn't get dementia. And in the group that never got dementia, apparently within the first 30 minutes of waking, they looked into the sun.
It's important.
So I've started doing that, and I feel like it's making my sleep better. I think it's clicking my circadian rhythms in better.
Yeah.
I used to wake up and stay inside and just like look at screens and cook breakfast and stuff like most people do.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm making my coffee. I'm going outside. I'm chilling for about 10 minutes or so. And I just wanted to pass that along because I think it's pretty badass, especially because I threw it at Chief a couple of hours ago and he had a whole nother thing on it.
Yeah.
So I think this is pretty legit. It's not bro science. I feel like I'm fighting dementia and improving my sleep at the same time.
You are, man. You are. It spikes that cortisol in the morning. That's what you want.
Okay.
You want that morning cortisol spike, and then you want to throw the shades on for the evening sun. And
okay.
Then that's when you want to start to try and avoid that light a little bit.
Okay.
That's why you're sleeping like a baby right now, dude.
I love it. I feel like I'm winning.
Just get outside, touch some grass in the morning.
Mm. All right.
Even if it's not super sunny outside. Even
really?
An overcast morning is still bright enough to get the job done.
I was wondering about that. Or what happens if you wake up before sunrise?
Yeah. If you wake up before sunrise.
Wait till the sun's out.
Yeah, I guess you just got to once that sun comes up, get out there as quickly as you can.
The early workers are kind of screwed on this one.
That's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless you could get some sort of like red light kind of deal and then just start staring at that thing.
Some artificial.
Which has become popular.
Hey, whatever it takes, you know.
Row lamp.
What are you drinking and what are you thinking, Eric?
I don't know. Wolchuk, what am I drinking over here? What is this?
Okay,
Tim from Carthage came in, gave us a little couple of goodies and shared some hugs and some laughs. And then to honor Kenny from Quinlan, the late, great G-Bag Nation legend, this is a mango tequila?
Mango mule made with the Reposado tequila liqueur and natural flavors.
Yeah, Kenny would get the mango drink from Sonic with two shots of that rock and roll tequila. So Tim and Carthage did the next best thing, which is mango tequila.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are toasting the great Kenny and Quinlan.
Cheers to Kenny.
Cheers to Kenny. Let's see how this goes down.
It's not the same without you, brother. Okay. So that's what Eric and I are drinking and thinking.
It's pretty smooth. I'm also thinking about the Blockbuster Gorilla trade. I don't know if you guys saw this.
This is awesome.
Have you guys ever seen a zoo? You guys ever seen like animals be traded from zoo to zoo?
Well, pet swap.
I've heard of it.
Okay, the Pittsburgh Zoo and Boston's Franklin Park Zoo agreed on a massive deal to exchange Frankie and Little Joe, the silverback. Okay,
I get you.
So Pittsburgh's trading.
Oh, they needed to mix it up.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's
it got
trading,
toxic in the gorilla enclosure.
Yeah, they're trading the 7-year-old male Western Lowland gorilla, and that's heading to Boston in exchange. Boston will send 33-year-old Little Joe the silverback.
Little Joe.
Little Joe.
Yeah, man. I've never seen this
Little Joe Young
before, but the sports analogies were amazing on this. Like, Pittsburgh is getting the old player So they're maybe in win now mode.
Okay.
And Boston getting the young up and coming gorilla.
The future.
So sort of in rebuild
mode.
Okay.
So I don't know. We got a little gorilla trade.
It's a win-win. Sounds like.
Hopefully. I'm pulling for both of them, man.
I'm pulling for Woolchuk to figure out that when you take a shot,
yeah,
you can't let it be seen on your face. You got to go stoic. You can't squint. You can't gag.
Yeah, man, I don't care.
You got to... You know?
And I want to know why you have a pocketbook.
Ooh. Ooh. All right. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Zach?
Yeah, I don't do the flavored. Hey, not bad. I mean, now that it's kind of sitting.
I hear you.
And relaxing.
I hear
you. It's not terrible.
Yeah.
More of a vodka whiskey guy myself.
You got to sip that thing. Don't take the shot. Just sip it.
Yeah. I think this is, and 100% this is definitely a sipping variety. You're right.
My stomach's on fire.
Is it? Yeah. It'll warm you up a little bit. It will feel good here in a couple minutes. But shout out to that Mango Mule. Good stuff there, Pappy. I appreciate it. I'm thinking, my goodness gracious, did you see what the Vegas Golden Knights did last night?
They did win, Chuck.
But then John Tortorella and the entire team said, you know what, we're not speaking. They advance to the Western Conference Finals. They knock out the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. They're going to play the Avs, and they put the Heisman on the reporters and the media. They didn't even open the dressing room after the game. They brought one player into a side room to speak, along with the two who spoke at the podium. And the NHL was in a tivvy. So much so, in fact, they have now given a $100,000 fine to John Tortorella, and they have docked the Vegas Golden Knights a second-round pick.
That is heavy-handed.
Very much so. Now, in their press release, they did say Vegas has been warned about this previously.
Mm.
So maybe it was like, hey, we've told you guys you can't do this. But they were ticked off about McNabb, one of their defensemen, being suspended earlier on in the postseason. And this was kind of a get back from John Tortorella and the Vegas Golden Knights.
So they didn't talk to the media to get back at the league?
Essentially.
For suspending
that's
them?
That's kind of why. At least that's what Elliot Friedman, NHL reporters, thrown out there. Either way, this was a stupid decision by coach.
If I was Vegas, I wouldn't be doing anything to tick off the league office because they have given us this backward BS playoff structure that actually allows us as like the sixth best team in the conference.
You're now in the finals.
Didn't even win more games than we lost or tied.
Fired your coach.
We didn't win half of the games we played.
No.
And here we are.
Yep.
Look at us.
Fired the coach a week before the season ended.
They're going to get murdered, aren't they?
We could get a gentleman's sweep, probably.
All righty. Let's go into the pimp cup. Lucius Alexander, drinking, thinking.
Let's do that then. Drinking a Pecari Sweat. A Pecari Sweat right here. See that little drink, fellas? You see that? Yeah.
What's the sweat mean?
Is that your new one?
It's something I got from old lady. I took it from her stash, really, because I couldn't find my Topo Chico's.
Okay.
It's a Japanese electrolyte drink, though.
People keep texting me where you can get the Topo Chico's.
Shout out to all the Tolos. Yeah. They are plugging me up with all the links. Pause.
Lucius, did you want some of this Mango Mule?
I want some of this Mango Mule?
Yeah.
Flavored?
That sound weird?
I'm all right. I might take a little shot later of all that. Right. Yeah, Val picks these up from H Mart. Shout out to H Mart. They have a fantastic food court over there. And what I'm thinking is I need to do some mental health.
Oh.
Yeah, I need some mental health. A mental health weekend. I need to do something for my mental health this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you look at me, bro.
What does that mean? You need to get away from the family.
Sorry. I don't know. I just need to. Is it raining this weekend?
That's a good question. Let me pull it up.
Because I want to hit like a trail.
Ooh, okay.
You know, do some hiking, you know what I'm saying? With
like
my dogs.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I need to go out and do some walking, bro. I need to be in the sun a little bit, just like you were just talking about.
Yep.
And it's crazy, but you were talking about that because my pops had an intuition moment this week.
Okay.
And he hit me up out of nowhere. Like, I think it's his intuition. And he said, I feel your spirit. Something is on your mind. Think positive. You'll be okay.
Right on.
He hit me out on Tuesday randomly. He was totally right.
Dang.
Yeah, I don't know how he felt that. Or maybe, I don't know. I hit him back and said, I just need structure, gym, sunlight, and some damn money.
And some not in damn that order.
That's what I need, Pops.
Hell yes.
So that's what I'm thinking, man. I want to hit some trails with my dogs, walk around, get the sun a little bit. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Might stop and fish.
Yeah. A little work-life balance.
That'll get the job done, man.
Yeah.
Maybe do some Tai Chi. I could see Lucius out there doing
Tai Chi.
Get the chakras open.
Yeah.
Maybe pad thai.
Those people look very peaceful out there.
Pad thai.
They're rolling their hands, holding stretches.
They do, man. Sorry.
Okay, let's
stretching my coochie tonight.
Get these phone calls at 877-881-1053. We got Rangers pregame coming up in an hour and 20 minutes. G-Bag of the Day, 5:30, then LA Live. Let's see how many phone calls we can get in here with you, Lucius. Where are we going first?
Walton, Waco, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, I'm drinking that ice-cold Natty Light, baller on a budget. And thinking a couple things that I heard Gavin talking about this week. One, Gavin, you remember when Monsters came out several years ago, like back in the, I guess, late 90s when the energy drinks were brand new? I worked in a telemarketing company also, right? Okay. And so, like, I knocked out a couple one day, and I just killed it. And so I got on this little run where I was just drinking, like, two or three Monsters a day because I thought that was the only thing that would keep me selling. And I did the math, and they were still $2 back then, back when gas was, like, barely over a dollar. So I finally cut that out, luckily.
Yeah.
But the other thing I'm thinking is, man, with what you said about the Mavs and that pick, I'm right there with you, man. I'm all in on Giannis. There's a few guys that I don't want to get rid of, and I think I might have them valued way more than other people. I don't want Lively to go. I'm a big Max Christie fan. Kyrie, obviously you would hope that Flag is completely off the table, but stranger things have obviously happened. And I'd like to keep PJ too, man. But I think if we were to build around those guys, I think, and then trade for Giannis, I think we would win a championship in the next couple years, if not two of them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love the idea. I think it's going to be there for the taking. We'll see if Oklahoma City can maintain this. We'll see if San Antonio can maintain this. But I think the group around Giannis, Kyrie, and Flag could compete with either of those teams, even if they're as good as they are this year. And congrats on kicking the Monster Energy drink, dude. I'm surprised you survived that.
Yeah, that's tough. Withdrawals for real.
I mean, I got a buddy who had a heart attack from drinking like four Red Bulls a day.
Oh, you know, wow.
Those things will get you.
Yeah, that's putting up numbers.
We just lost the gal a couple of weeks back here in DFW. You know, the high school senior gal that was drinking, I think it was two or three a day. She had So,
it's gonna be scary.
Into the Pimp Cup.
There's
Yeah.
Take it away, Lucius.
It'll get you. Yeah. Who's next?
Let's go to Blake in Fort Worth. Blake, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, dog?
Yes, sir. I am drinking some water right now because I am currently still at work delivering these packages. And what I am thinking is I am not drinking the Kool-Aid of the Cowboys. I'm going to tell you, I am 28 years old. I have never seen a Super Bowl, let alone an NFC championship. And I am just so tired of the mediocrity year after year. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yep. Thank you, Blake.
Understood. I feel you, man.
Not drinking the Kool-Aid.
But you know what? All we have is a little bit of hope as a sports fan. And I'm hopeful.
I was talking about this earlier, my podcast, How About Wow? I said one of the interesting things here is it's the older guys who've actually seen this team be more successful that are the most cynical, you know?
Which is kind of weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
It's like you've actually seen Jerry do it. You've actually seen this Cowboys team win. It's usually the younger guys. I think Blake in Fort Worth's one of those old souls. Very mature and wise of you, Blake, to be so cynical about Woolchuck's Cowboys.
They got no chance.
To win a Super Bowl? Jerry looked at this team and said, son, we're $25 million of payroll away from having the best roster in the NFL. And Steven said, yep, and we're never going to see that day, Dad. Okay.
But we'll see you in Oxnard, sir.
Yep. Who's next, Lucius?
Stay the hell away from my Super Bowl floats.
Trying to trigger you, Woolchuck. I thought with the tequila in you, you'd be rampaging by now.
Because deep down, I know it's true.
Yeah, he knows now. He's seen the light.
Dang. Truth serum hit him.
I know. It sucks, but I'm still hopeful.
Who's next, Lucius?
Fish tailing out the parking lot, leaving Magic. Let's go to Coach Magic. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Oh, man. What's up, man? It's Coach Magic, man. Long time solo, man. Absolutely. And I'm drinking that pimp juice. It consists of Kool-Aid and a few ice cubes. And one thing I want to touch on is how the guys was talking about the schedule earlier, saying that we were going to go 10-7, subpar. The Cowboys would not lose no less than four games this year.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now I'm going to speed up to what you guys were talking about with Luka. Luka would never be Joel Embiid. After what Luka did playing on one leg and leading the playoffs in almost every category, he'll never be Embiid. He always going to give his all, man. It's forever, Luka. Long time, Tolo. I love y'all guys, man. But listen to y'all for, like, I don't know how long, man. 20-plus years, however. But
thank you. Good run.
I'm definitely rocking with y'all, man. But Cowboys is the truth, and we will not lose less than four games.
Yeah. Yeah, screw you, Gavin. We're not losing less than four, baby. Super Bowl!
I like that. Woo! Right from Blake, we get the magic. The positive magic.
I love it, Blake. Thank you for that.
Drinking the Pip Juice, Kool-Aid and ice.
I've never heard of that. I thought it was going to be another ingredient. My man was like, ah, Kool-Aid and ice, man. This is pimpish.
Turns out I've been drinking Pim Juice since I was four.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Where are we going next?
Let's go to Polo in Garland. Polo, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, dog?
Man, what's going on, people? I'm drinking some old orange juice that my girl left in the refrigerator. I didn't know she had it in there for over 2 weeks. We had got it at H-E-B. I don't know what that was. But what I caught, talking about, it's two things. Today is my son's birthday. I want y'all to tell him happy birthday. He's 2 years old today.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. He's bad. What's going on is I'm thinking about what I said last week and how D.L. Hughley and Clark from Pittsburgh Steelers said the same thing. The lot of African-American men and women need to look at life instead of making all these twerk videos, all these fighting videos, and come together like we used to in the 60s and the 70s when black people were more together. I'm sorry to say that, y'all. I may get banned for what I'm about to say today. But y'all let Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, Alabama, even Texas, all the SEC schools, and don't forget about the ACC schools, taking all our black talent and won't let us vote and have a voice in any little state. First of all, we had to come to America. We were chilling where we were at on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. Now, Gary, I love you, my dude. Bully, you know you my homeboy. Your father, you know you're my partner, too. But y'all need to speak on this more. Y'all need to speak on this, man. And everybody that's going to call after me, y'all know I'm right. I got to go kick you with my son on his birthday. Bye.
Happy birthday, little Polo.
I mean, what they've been doing to voting rights is horrible. You know? It's crazy, really. And I can't believe that the Supreme Court is greenlighting it now. You know? I would thought that as the higher law of the land, they wouldn't want to make that easier to do. But what they do is they take black areas that have a collective voting power, and then they redraw it so the white districts have a little bit of the black community. So instead of one black voting district, they part it out. Okay. So like,
okay,
there's white areas that surround it, and all the white areas just barely dip in. So they each take like 10% of the black voting area. And then the black people don't have a voice in the state legislature or whatever it is. You know, so the Supreme Court decided you can't change voting laws based just on race. So it kind of ended up here based on race. Mm-hmm. But now they're saying you can't use race to undo it. You know, so
wow.
That's living in America, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, no, we can't use race to decide anything anymore after using race to decide a bunch of stuff for like four centuries. Mm. You know, it's kind of tough. So that's how you end up, you know, being left disenfranchised, if you will.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Polo. Who's next, Lucius?
Yeah. Let's go to Rusty in College Station. I like your softball coach over there in College Station, by the way. Rusty, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Man, I'm drinking water right now, just picking up my daughter. We're on our way to the Texas A&M Mississippi State baseball game. I love the Odyssey app because I live in the midst of these stupid Astros fans all around here. So what I'm thinking is, for the first time since 2014, I am so ready to dominate those scumbags from Houston. I cannot stand them. They annoy me so badly, and I know it's a tough pitching matchup tonight, but we are going to dominate the Silver Boot this year. Let me hear it.
Yeah,
let's go.
Astros are pretty cooked,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, F you, Houston!
Sandler gave you their obituary back when he joined us in the 3 o'clock hour. It's undeniable at this point.
He Houston asterisks.
Man, he really did.
Go F themselves.
Got a couple of more in here, Lucius?
No.
No?
Okay. No, sorry about that. No.
All righty. Well, thank you for everybody who participated in What You Drinking and What You Thinking. Tune in next week at 5 o'clock and every week as we send you off into the weekend properly. It's quitting time. Crack them if you got them. We're coming back to hit the expressway. Got the G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live on the other side with you here on the
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back. It is the GBAC Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top. GBAC of the Day is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. The expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. Let me get some sports in here. It's day two of the PGA Championship. DFW Scottie Scheffler, plus 171. He's two under. Three back of the leader, Maverick McNealy, who's still on the course, by the way, through 16 out there in Philadelphia. But the story is the pins. Scheffler's today saying this is the hardest set of pin locations I've seen on tour. That includes U.S. Opens. That includes Oakmont. He says it's difficult to get the ball close to the hole. It's difficult to hole putts, especially when you have big slopes and wind. And I think that's what you see the score so close to par today. But he said most of the pins were absurd. On the 14th green, he couldn't believe what he saw as he approached. The hole location for the 215-yard par 3 was placed on top of a spine that gave players a small landing area to keep it close, one of the hardest that the world number one had ever seen. So he said it was about the size. They put the pin on like this microphone. He said it was like a high point, hadn't seen anything like it. But he battled, plus 171. He is three behind your current leader. Max Fried's going on the 15-day shelf for the Yankees. Wolchuk told you about his injury a couple of days ago. He'll have more details coming up top of the hour in Around the Bases. And it's kind of a big fight weekend. Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano
both made weight.
They did make weight. Rousey 142, Carano 141, and she took to social media to talk about how she did it. You know, if you saw her in The Mandalorian a couple of years back, big gal, big gal.
Yeah, she buffed up.
She said, "Since September 2024 to today, I've lost 100 pounds."
Wow.
It hurts to say that and share, but I'm going to share it because I worked so damn hard every week for over a year and a half to shed the weight. It did not happen overnight. If it wasn't for having this incredibly challenging goal and fighting Ronda Rousey, I most definitely would not have reached it. So,
dang, I didn't know that happened to her.
Dude, she was linebacker size. She was 240 pounds in The Mandalorian when she was the... She was one of the jumpers, right?
Yeah. She was a badass in that show.
Droppers? What'd they call them? Okay, we got to run. It is time now for the G-Bag of the Day into the pink cup. Here's Lucian.
You caught me in the middle of trying to Google it. I was trying to see. Damn, she lost her thickness? What's going on here? Wait a minute
she
now.
She has lost her thickness. I mean, they both look pretty emaciated.
Jeez. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. My name is L.A. How you doing? It's a Friday, baby. We made it. This is going for two right here. So our man Brian Broaddus, Interruptosaurus Rex, as we call him around here.
Oh, I don't think you're going to be happy with this new look.
I'm not digging it.
She's very skinny.
Okay. Franklin D. Roosevelt, his historic speech to Congress, it was a declaration of war in a sense and wouldn't stop Broaddus from interrupting anybody.
December 7th, 1941.
Who did it?
A date which will live...
Was that Germany or was that Japan?
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
Watch, he's going to say Germany, I
by
bet.
By naval and air forces the Empire of Japan.
That was my next guess.
The United States was at peace with that nation and at the solicitation of Japan was still in conversation.
Does he speak Japanese? I didn't know that. Is that, has he always known Japanese, or is that like you think,
yeah,
like once he lost use of his legs, did like make his brain stronger? Hey, speaking of Germany, why does he wear that mustache, the Hitler guy? It's just a dumb mustache, right? Like, why does anybody take them seriously? Is that considered attractive there in Germany?
It's so good, bro. The pauses in it.
Wear that mustache, the Hitler guy. It's just a dumb mustache, right? Like, why does anybody take them seriously?
It's a great take, you know? I mean, of all the crap that he was spewing right there, like, that was a great take.
Oh, man.
Yeah, great speech by FDR as well. I hadn't heard a lot of that in a long time.
He could have put some more sauce on it. He really could have, bro. We're talking about war, dog.
At the solicitation.
Yeah.
Like, I just like his cadence.
Making announcements. Like a principal making announcements or something.
This is real official. I think he was nervous because, like, the industry hadn't jumped up and, you know, made itself known yet, you know? Like, we hadn't even started building tanks at the time of that speech. Once we started building those tanks, it was curtains for everybody.
Man. That's how we came up with the Jeep.
Yeah.
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 That's how the Jeep came about right there. Rocking. Yeah.
We didn't want to get into it, They were begging us, please get into this.
Yeah.
We're like, okay. About 5 months later, dude.
Once we got attacked.
Here comes the fleet.
Oh, boy. All right, let's go to the Fan After Dark.
Uh-oh.
They called Sean and RJ's producer, Peyton Russell.
Oh, Pay-Pay, it's his day today.
Pay-Pay, it's your day. Yeah, they called him last night while he was drinking with Bobby Belt.
Yeah, it was his day today, but it was not his night last night.
No, it was night Bobby's last night. Okay. Yeah, he was drinking tequila with Bobby Belt. They called him up.
I love that ringtone. He should know better, though.
Hello?
This is Dave's calling from Domino's. How can we help you?
Just want one large pepperoni pizza with extra anchovies.
Sir, we're actually out of anchovies. We're out of anchovies, sir.
Oh, we are. Okay. Well, then just give it to me plain, then, I guess. I'll just eat it bare. Extra hairy.
Okay. We got our very own Peyton Hendershot on from the morning show. Bobby wants you to promo the Firehouse tour tomorrow, so go ahead and do that right now.
What's up, guys? Yeah, no, we're at the Firehouse tour tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. in Rockwall.
So you will be making your debut as far as remote tomorrow?
Dude, yes, I'll be out. They finally let me out.
It's about time. You know, it's about time. Dude, you are the engine that makes the morning show go.
Let's be honest. You are, like Fred just said, you're kind of the whole reason the morning show is booming like it is. I know the old guys like to take credit, but it's kind of you, Peyton. Wouldn't you like to say that here at 10:50 at night?
Dude, I'm telling you, man, like, I am the dog on the morning show, man. Sean's, they call him the quarterback for whatever reason, you know, but he's the main guy. And then, you know, but they forget about Pepe, dog. They forget about Pepe.
They do.
Just hammered. Bobby's feeding them just aggressive lines in the background.
Yeah.
Hey, say this.
I love that question. Hold on.
Bobby wants you to promo the Firehouse tour tomorrow, so go ahead and do that right now.
What's up, guys?
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Oh. All right.
Chemistry. I'm sorry. They got a good thing going.
I'm sorry.
Peyton is a freaking crack up.
Sorry, man.
I'll just take it bare.
Speaking of Bobby Belt, he had a career day and he went and talked to the kids.
Oh, yes. All right, pile in. Wow, this is a lot of you. Everybody have their NDAs?
Yes.
Yeah. Are they signed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then we can get started.
Is RJ Choppy into some weird things?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you've got him pegged.
Are Kevin and Corey actually friends?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, they're very, very close. That's why they work together to push Mike Bassick out.
Do you think sometimes Brian Broaddus interrupts people?
Hey, hang on, kid. Hang on. I'm getting a call. Hold on. Hello? Yeah, hey, Brian. I'm talking with some kids right now. I can't talk right now. Okay, bye. Sorry, who's next?
Do Choppy and Wolchuk like each other?
No, they do not.
What about Dawson and Sandler?
No, they do not.
Do Fred and Reetma hate each other?
No. God, no. Reetma's fine with Fred. Fred hates Reetma, though.
Hey, where can I catch up on all the latest Dallas Stars updates this offseason?
That would be Spits and Suds, wherever you download your podcasts.
What's wrong with the Rangers offense?
Hold on. There is nothing wrong with the Rangers offense. Yeah. Chris Young has done a phenomenal job. I have never been party to or heard rumors of Chris Young doing anything detrimental to the Texas Rangers offense. All right, kids, look, this has been fun.
That was really, really good, man.
Oh, one of the finest bitsmen in radio history.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, pretty good. This isn't one right here. This is not one. But we found out this week that Broadus really loves listening to Eric Nadell call the games. He's really, really into it.
Broadus has said, like, I'm used to listening to Eric Nadell call these games. And good things happen when I'm listening to Eric Nadell. And he got in his car. Bang! There's the dong.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
He really loves listening to Eric Nadell, bro. This is my thing.
Got in his car?
Wow.
That was a World
what happened
Series
next?
Oh, right that there, was dude. Intense.
The most historical dong in Rangers history.
And, I mean... It actually happened before you guys got in the car, didn't it? Did you hear
Broadus was in the car?
No, it happened. Broadus was in the car.
Broadus was in the car. It happened right as I opened the door.
Okay. So you heard it?
I heard the eruption, and I could hear the call. And I looked back, and I said, Brian, can we go back in? He said, no, we're already out here getting the car.
Wow. Gets worse.
He sunned me. He said, get in the car, kid. We're leaving.
Car's ready. I'm leaving in 2 minutes.
Come on, please. Please, Dad, please. No, it's raining. Come on. It's fine. Get in the car. We'll listen on the way.
These guys suck anyways.
Yeah, we pull into the parking garage, and
man,
Dolly ended it.
I'm disappointed you didn't ask me for a ride home. My parents would have been happy to drop you off at the studio.
I didn't know if you were still there, to be honest.
I mean, my mom
would
have probably talked your ear off on the way.
I should have just Ubered. I mean, I learned a valuable lesson that night. It's fine.
This is the last one right here. We got you're all right, man. It's Friday, baby. We got a road rage read. Hold on.
Monday's too soon.
Sugar. All right, we got a road rage read. We got two people mad at each other, a little road rage. They're trying to just kind of roast each other while they're in different cars. Tell me who you think won.
Hi. Hey. If you were an insensitive, you'd get the f*** over. There's two lanes. One lane for the fast and the other for passing.
Sure. I was going 10 miles over the speed limit.
No, you're not.
I was. The speed limit's 60.
Everybody was passing you.
I was going 70. Nobody was f***ing me.
And that's fine.
I really hope that you find joy and peace in life.
I want you to get over your being.
You could have passed me multiple times. You could have passed me multiple times.
You're insensitive, you're a dumb bitch.
Okay.
Oh.
And you're fat and ugly too.
Oh. At least I'm not balding.
Balding? Bitch, I got hair. What are you talking about? You can't do anything about your fat ass.
You can fix fat, you can't fix ugly.
Man, I thought she won the first half of the fight, but he came on strong at the end.
He got kind of crazy.
Yeah, but now he's driving home wondering, wait, am I going bald?
He thought he had a good head of hair.
He's
going to
look at his rear view. Am I balding? Honey, am I balding?
She knows she's fat. He had no idea he was going bald.
Man. That's harder to fix.
Bald?
Yeah. That's a tough one.
No, dude.
I know.
Advanced hair restoration will get you taken care of, Wolchuk.
I'm sure it will.
Or you go to India.
You're right. Cha-ching.
Turkey.
Or India. Or Turkey. Is that what it is?
I think the turkey.
Shoot, man.
The Turks are doing it right.
My bad.
Yeah, they will get you done right. Did you see your guy, Masvidal? I don't know if he's your guy, but he's a UFC fighter.
He totally revamped his hairline, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think that he needed one, but this is incredible.
They show images of the airport, the little area people go into Turkey, and there's just a whole bunch of guys with bandages on their heads and whatnot. Oh, man.
International flights. Is it Broadus interrupting FDR? Is it Peyton Russell answering the prank call from Fred and Blake? Bobby Belt in his career day. Eric Chiafalo with the play-by-play of Broadus listening to Eric Nadel.
Really loving it.
Road, rage. Reed, I'm going with the Chief, man. Eric, how about you?
Give me Bobby's bit with the class.
Lucian?
All right. A.I. Broadus.
Wolchuk?
I'm sticking with A.I. Broadus, too.
By a score of 2-1. And still, your G-Bag of the Day champion, it's A.I. Broadus. Bobby got it done one way or another, didn't he? Okay, let's stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has some L.A. Live.
Oh, it's finally Friday, y'all. It's been a long week. Let's get into a feel-good Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
I have no legs. I have no legs.
Everybody get high. Lucius, we love you, bro. 5:45 to 6 p.m. That's my jam. I try to leave work on time just to hear you. That is my entertainment for the afternoon. You keep me high. You keep me happy. Keep me in the Pimp Cup, dude. Live updates every day. I love it.
There you go.
There we go. It's LA Live for Friday, May 15th, 2026. Shout out to the streets. It's the 15th, first in the 15th, huh? It's a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. We made it, people. Another historic week of 2026 in the books. Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention out here? What a time to be alive. Did y'all see those videos of Elon Musk in China?
No.
Oh, you got to see the videos of Elon Musk with China. Those eyes were rolling. They were rolling. And that jaw was just going back and forth.
Is he at a dinner or something?
He was grooving on that pack, allegedly. Grooving on that pack. Yeah, he's been taking photos with people, and you can just see, like, what's that stuff that they alleged? He was on ketamine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was in that K-hole.
Oh,
allegedly.
Oh, he looks messed up.
Allegedly in that K-hole. What a time to be alive, bro. Did you see the Waymos took over that neighborhood in Atlanta?
I did see that. They were doing loops?
They were doing loops in that neighborhood in Atlanta. The Waymos. Those are the automated cars, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah. They're interesting.
It was like a horror movie. They were just circling back and forth. Nobody could even leave their house because the Waymos were just going around and around that cul-de-sac, bro. It was like a horror movie, like the Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got a bug, I think. I don't think that's a feature.
That is crazy.
Why didn't they just go park somewhere to wait? I think that's what they were doing. They were just waiting for their next ride, right?
Yeah. Yeah, all of them at one time.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Did you see the one in Dallas? That
it ran the light.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of them here, aren't they? Aren't we, like, saying no more to the Waymo?
Maybe that was the
way
final
less.
Straw.
Way less,
They're making a left-hand turn in an intersection at a red light.
Ooh.
Because I guess, you know, some lights, they're not super bright. No. Some of them are kind of tough to see. And so that short-circuited the Waymo.
I can't get in them yet. I need them to be perfect.
Because I'm not getting in.
If I get in one and we do something crazy, I'll never get in one again.
I'm not getting unless I have, like, the driving school brake that's on the other side, then I can hit the brake if I need to.
Oh, yeah.
Need that one, man.
It's got to be some kind of an override.
Might need the steering wheel, too.
Yeah. Eric and I took one in San Francisco. It dropped us off at the wrong place.
Seriously?
That's like 100 yards from where we're supposed to be.
Yeah. We walked to the final destination. It was great.
Okay. Hey, wild times out here, people. Wild times in America. It's America's new reconstruction period, if you know what you're talking about. Pay attention. It's a new reconstruction period. But let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. Do not drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV, DFW scanner, or DFW mugshots this weekend. Speaking of drinking and driving, it was a girl. Her mugshot was posted on DFW mugshots. She was busted for drinking and driving. And I was like, how much is her bail?
How much?
Let me help Shorty out.
Poor gal.
Yeah, what gal?
Probably sitting down there in Lou Sterrett right now.
Yeah, man. Oh, my God. In other words, keep it together. People, do not crash out. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Oh, man. Ooh, baby.
There's somebody driving around right now not knowing they didn't hear that, and it's going to just backfire in such a big way.
I hate it. I feel like it's I shouldn't do it sometimes.
No, you
should. Because every weekend, people just crash out, and I'm like, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, you are.
I'm trying to see you next weekend. Hey, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Feel Good Friday. Little Joe Jackson coming at you, stepping out. I could 100% crush an 80s party. Theme party, I could crush it. The vibe would be right. I could say that with confidence. Real talk. I'm no subject matter expert on the 80s. I can't tell you about the bands or who wrote what song and who left and who became the new lead. Say, I can't do all of that. But I can give you the vibe.
We'll Google it. I would love it, man. I think I'm enjoying 80s music now than at any point in my life. I feel like I'm at that age where the nostalgia hits so hard, and I just want something with a good beat that's easy to go with. It's great music.
That new wave.
Yeah.
That new wave.
I'm hitting search on the radio constantly just looking for other 80s channels, and there's lots of them now. Like the classic rock station will spin you some 80s dance cuts hell these
yeah
days.
Yeah. Now, I'm no subject matter expert on the 80s music, like I said before, but I can get into that bag. Fellas, you think you're a subject matter expert in a subject, any subject? If somebody walked up to you and say, tell me about something you know for real. What could you drop? Because I know Broaders can hit us with some scouting.
Yeah.
Just crush it. I mind.
Yeah, I'm confident in Dallas Cowboys football.
You can talk Dallas Cowboys football?
100%.
100%. You can just break it down to them.
We can chat.
Gotcha.
Mm. Yeah, there's levels to everything. You know what
everything.
I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm no subject matter expert in anything.
Yeah. I'm not at the top of the mountain on anything. Nobody else can walk into the room and dunk on me.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's good.
But it's better than the master of one.
Absolutely.
Yep. Uh-huh. Okay, I like the end of that.
How about that? That's the whole quote, in fact.
Wow, dude, they cut that thing off.
Did it go with haters, bro?
Yeah.
Some haters right there. Subject matter expert. So let's go. I asked you this because there's a content creator named Manic Malloy.
Manic Malloy.
You ever heard of him?
No.
Okay. He was out at the PG Championship asking people that same question. He got one of the most random answers I've ever heard. Malloy.
We're asking people around at the tournament, what's a subject matter that you know more about than anybody else here today?
Muskrat trapping.
You know about muskrat trapping? What do you know about it?
I enjoy it and trap each winter and enjoy eating. And
what?
They're good eating?
Yeah.
You fry them?
Nah, you boy.
Why are we eating muskrats?
Are you kidding me?
What is a muskrat and why are we eating it?
Gross. Googling it right now. It's spelled with a K.
If you can afford to go to the PGA Championship, you can afford better food than a muskrat, my guy.
Enjoy eating.
It's like a little gerbil.
They're good eating?
Yeah.
You fry them?
Nah, you boil them and then yeah.
We put on them.
Sage.
How do you trap them?
With traps that they're called conibears. They're like a mouse trap. Snap their neck.
Oh,
nice! I like that.
nice. I like it. Neck snapping. Yeah, I don't know what a muskrat is. If I seen it in the wild, I would think it was one of those things that I see at the Grand Prairie Park, Cottonwood.
The nutria.
Nutria, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It looks like a small nutria. Maybe a beaver without a big tail.
Yeah, I was thinking beaver for sure.
So is a muskrat a rodent?
Yeah.
So they're eating rodents, bro?
Yeah, just look at them on a plate. This is just divine.
Those legs get pretty meaty.
It's got that damn tail, bro.
A good braise on that thing,
you're
I think.
Gross.
Get you good.
Flavors described as mild venison, lamb, or lean beef. I don't think so. I'm good here.
Hey, I'm not eating that.
That's bloody gross.
He's so rich. This guy's rich out here eating muskrats, bro.
What's a little muskrat roast for dinner?
Stays rich.
I think I'd rather eat it than a frog, though. And we ate a frog a couple months back.
Yeah, frog legs.
They were good.
At the Chinese buffet, there's always some frog legs out there fried up.
Broadus is probably there right now.
He probably is.
Tastes like chicken.
Hey, more questions right here. If you could punch any person in the world with no repercussions, who would you punch?
Oh, wow. That's a great question.
I got my answer. I thought about it because I wrote the question.
Okay.
From sports?
Anybody in the world, minus Tucker Carlson. He has the punchable face, bro. Like, if he doesn't understand what you're saying, that face all of a sudden says, give me your best shot.
I mean, Nick Sirianni does keep coming to mind.
Oh, yeah. Sirianni be pretty good.
He does have a very punchable face. Or Elliot Shore Parks.
Yeah.
He's just a freaking annoying pain in the ass.
He wants to punch me, I think.
Oh, screw him. I'll fight him for you.
You guys got nobody? There's nobody he would punch?
No, there is.
If there was no repercussions?
Come on.
Stand on it, Eric!
I'm trying to think who it would be.
You know who it is.
Eric's so peaceful. I think there's somebody I want to punch.
Could I drop kick him instead?
Yeah. Well, while you guys think about it, let me do this real quick because this has been in my head.
Mom! Can you send me $4?
Yes.
Mom, can you send me like $18? Mom, hey. Can you send me $8? Mom, can you send me $28? I'm in the mall. Mom. Mommy, pick me up. Mom.
Oh, my God.
Nico's not bad.
Nico's
that's good.
A hell of an uppercut, too.
Yeah,
I'll give him that that Mayweather thing where I hit your belly button first, make you look down there, bow!
First one doesn't count.
Somebody said they'd punch their ex-wife.
Well,
I think there'd be a lot of that.
Line it up.
Super socking.
Who's your guy? Who's your guy?
Or gal.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I already said Tucker Carlson.
Oh, it is Tucker.
No,
Carlson.
100%. Okay. He makes the faces make you want to hit him, bro.
Well, if you hear him laugh.
Really?
His laugh, oh my gosh. It's jarring. I mean, the only real person that I've wanted to punch like that in the world of sports for most of my adult life was Kobe Bryant, you know?
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Well, you should have just kept that one.
Wait
yourself.
A minute,
and that
bro.
Was always my answer.
You shouldn't have did that.
You know?
Well, I get it. I mean,
now I have a new guy. I want to punch.
Yeah. It's just,
I hated it. Yeah. You know, it was so dominant. It was good. You know, ripped my heart out, multiplication, some of his biggest moments.
Honestly, Baron Spence. Davis was up there, and then we met him, and he was such a great guy.
Baron Davis.
Kind of ruined everything.
Yeah, David Freese.
Oh, David Freese can go out himself. I agree with that.
Nellie Cruz.
Donovan McNabb. I always hated as a kid. Honestly, T.O. could get it.
Well, you got to. You got to have a hell of a punch, dog. That man's 60 years old and ripped. 4% body fat on this grown
well,
ass.
You said no repercussions, okay? So
you're
I'm
right.
Taking my chance.
It's got to be a punch that works, bro. All right? Now we in fantasy land.
Hell no would I ever do any of this.
Yeah.
I think Elon might be the most punchable guy in the world. You know, bring a full circle.
He's goofy looking, man.
He wouldn't even feel it.
He wouldn't even feel it, bro. He's in a K-hole, allegedly.
I don't know if that's social anxiety just flying out of every pore in his skin or substance. You know, it might be just nuclear awkwardness.
If you remember the inauguration,
yeah,
he was grooving on that sauce then, allegedly. That might be his thing. Like the ketamine has like a resurgence or something right now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's dangerous, too. That's how that Matthew Perry guy
sure
died in his hot tub.
Yeah, the ketamine queen or something like that. All right, before I get out of here, let me do this.
Mom, can you send me $4? Mom, can you send me like $18? Mom, can you send me $8? Mom, can you send me $20?
All right. I got to get out of here. My name is Lucius Alexander. What's up, bro?
Give me Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmy right. Kimmel.
I'll take Kimmel.
You give him a little Kimmel, fist huh? and an elbow situation?
Yeah, I like that.
Pow, pow. Yeah. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black Monday, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'm looking for some trails this weekend to get my mind right. Get that sun on me, on my skins, on my melanin. Watch it shine. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night. About 5:40 here with you in the G-Bag Nation. We have Rangers pregame coming up in 35 minutes now. Wolchuk, where are you taking us?
Yeah, let's get you ready for the Silver Boot as the Rangers are about to fart all over the Astros fans. That's next.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, no.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.